You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Midweek edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, the Circus Sports Iowa studios. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and you, our listener out there. Appreciate you tuning in to the program here today on 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Chris Liss will join us to talk fantasy football coming up at the bottom of the hour. Get your questions for Chris ready to go. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. You can get them texted to us at 319-366-1600. That'll be coming up at the back half of the program. Baseball talk. We've got game two between the Padres and the Phillies. Mark, look out, duck. Kyle Schwarber's ball just came near your head. I'm sorry.
It was 480 feet away.
Yeah.
480 feet, longest of his career. Longest or the fastest, something. Exit velocity was the fastest of the Netcast, Statcast, analytic, go over the top era of baseball. It was hit hard. Let's just say that. Padres falling to the Phillies in game number one last night. Not sure if it's a must-win for the San Diego Padres today, but they would really like to have that as they will get ready for Game 3 coming up on Friday night, and that will be back in the City of Brotherly Love at Philadelphia. We'll talk a little baseball. We'll look ahead of college football, and it is a mid-season point of that. We'll talk about that a little bit as well as a Bowling Night in America preview tonight. All that coming up on the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. You can check out their website at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. Got a good show for you coming up here today. And that was a tidy game last night between the Phillies and the Padres.
It was indeed. Enjoyed watching it. And good afternoon to you and everyone out there. Game two about to start in the next few minutes. And then we have Houston and the Yankees tonight.
Coming up tonight, you've got the one seed versus the two seed in the American League. And in the National League, you've got the five seed versus the six seed. How things are different right there. But it was a tidy game last night. A 2-0 shutout victory for Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies. They got a couple of home runs in the ball game last night. Bryce Harper and then the bomb by Kyle Schwarber, as we mentioned, to seal it. Longest career home run of his career. As far as Schwarber is concerned. And today, in this matchup between the Phillies and the Padres, you've got going for the San Diego Padres. Let's see. I had it here for a moment. Oh, there he is. It is Austin. No, it is not. Wait a minute. Hold on. Well, I lost it. As far as the pitchers are concerned.
I think Nola's going
Nola's
for
pitching
Philly, yeah.
For Philly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Snell, is it for San Diego? All right. Off the top of my head, that's not bad in the middle of an afternoon. But I don't know. Do you deem this a must-win game for the San Diego Padres, Mark?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I mean, you don't want to drop two in a row at home. That's for sure. I mean, you start out and you're thinking you're going to get one anyway, if not two. But I'm telling you what, this Philly team is on a roll.
Did it look to you as though San Diego was kind of sleepwalking and maybe a little bit still feeling the effects of their win Saturday night against the Los Angeles Dodgers?
You pointed that out in our conversation with Cal Eldred yesterday. And that may well have been.
I just got a feeling, and now I have an even better feeling. And that's nothing against the San Diego Padres, our friend Josh Schamberger's favorite team. We were brown and gold one year in softball. because he wanted us to be the San Diego Padres. But I just have a feeling that the Philadelphia Phillies are a, kind of a team of destiny this year. Just got that feeling. It's a gut feeling, Mark. Sometimes you got to go with those every once in a while.
Yeah, let's see what happens today. Could have a different feeling after the outcome today. We'll see.
And then, of course, you've got Game 1 of the American League Series coming up tonight. We'll have that for you right here on KGYM starting at 6 o'clock with the pregame show. They'll get things started at 6:35, and it will be Justin Verlander on the mound for the Houston Astros. And the Yankees going to go with their young 14-game winner, Jameson Taillon, at Game 1 coming up tonight in Houston. That game will be played down in Houston. And that is the subject of our poll question, Mark, brought to you by Steve Anderson, everybody at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Check them out. Been in business since 2003.
Which American League team would you like to see reach the World Series? The Yankees or the Astros? That's a tough one for me.
I think it's a tough one for a lot of people, unless you are an Astro or a Yankee fan.
I'm not going to weigh in. I don't want to influence anybody, but that's really a tough question because both teams can be very polarizing at this date. So go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
The Yankees, almost the evil empire, if you will, certainly of the American League. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And there are still lingering effects, obviously, from the whole trash can banging incident of Houston a few years ago. So I think a lot of people are rooting for either the Padres or the Phillies in this thing, right?
You would think so.
That's my thinking.
I think it's going to be a heck of a series, no matter what you think of either team. I really do. I favor the Astros, but wouldn't be surprised if New York won.
I just think it's going to be Yankees-Phillies. Said that yesterday.
Be some great weather out on the East Coast for the World Series, right?
It'll be beautiful in early November in Philadelphia, playing a night game. Or Yankee Stadium, take your pick. Out there. It'll be very, very close traveling, though. So everybody will be happy about that. And it'll be two East Coast teams, which will make everybody happier about that as well. Astros, Padres aren't going to get nearly as many eyeballs, I think, as the Yankees and the Phillies. That's what baseball is hoping for, I think, at this point anyway. What do you think? 319-366-1600. As we talk a little baseball. Neither, says Cyclone Tim. 81-86. Yanks. Says 81-86, buy him, Astros cheated. I think 81-86 is on right on the nose on this. I think people are still very, very angry. Sorry, BJ and Marion, about the Houston Astros.
You know, I don't think they're the only team that cheats. But that was pretty egregious, pretty well detailed. You know, and I'm not talking about sign stealing and whatnot, because that's happened since the dawn of baseball.
And will continue to happen. Or trying to steal pitches, trying to steal signals, et cetera, et cetera. I think that is just a part of baseball as it should be. I mean, there are guys in every team, in every dugout, that are just so good at it. And they can see one, you know, look at a coach for like at third base for 20 seconds and come up with every sign that they have. They're that good. I'm not one of them. 1900 says Dusty Baker. Yeah. Is Dusty Baker underrated as a manager?
I think so.
He's gotten a lot of flack over the years, but man, he has had a lot of playoff
teams.
Very
successful.
A lot of playoff teams. Now, a lot of teams that were, you know, turnkey for Dusty Baker, too. That were just go in the dugout, right out the lineup, and away you go. But, yeah, I think Dusty's a little underrated. I really believe that. So we'll keep tabs on this game once it gets started toward the bottom of the hour, as it'll be game two of the National League Divisional Series between championship series, I beg your pardon, between San Diego and Philadelphia. Wanted to talk a little bit about the weekend coming up in football. We have hit basically the halfway point as far as the college football season is concerned. Iowa State off this week. Of course, Iowa with the Herculean task of taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Is it over 30 yet, Mark, the spread?
I see it at 29.
I have not looked today. Rumors to the effect that it was going to go over the 30 mark today. But everyone coming out with their midseason All-American teams right now. And interestingly enough, Iowa, along with Alabama, Georgia, and USC, with two players on the midseason CBS Sports All-American team.
Which team doesn't fit?
Hey, these two have had a great year so far. That would be linebacker Jack Campbell and punter Torrey Taylor. They are both first-team All-Americans right now. Can you have a team with two first-team All-Americans that may not go to a bowl? It's probably happened
before.
It's
possible.
It's probably happened before, but Big Ten well represented. In fact, the entire backfield is Big Ten. C.J. Stroud is the quarterback. Blake Corum and Chase Brown are the two running backs right now. And tell you what, if Mo Ibrahim didn't miss a couple of games, he might be in there as one of those backs as well, because he was off to a tremendous start. Tremendous start.
I tell you what, quarterback would be a tough pick for me. After I watched Hendon Hooker from Tennessee.
I agree.
And what he did. And you still have Bryce Young, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, but yet Stroud is the guy, at least according to CBS Sports.
The two starting wide receivers are Ohio State guys, right. And it's not the one you thought it would be. Marvin Harrison Jr. wasn't even a starter at the beginning of the year, and he is a first-team All-American.
And they're both sophomores.
Yeah. Good luck, everyone. Iowa will get a close-up opportunity to see them. Ohio State with four first-teamers, by the way. I erred. Ohio State does have the most, and then it's Alabama, Georgia, Iowa, and USC. Right there. But, yeah, Ohio State's got Paris Johnson on the offensive line, the two wide receivers that are sophomores, and C.J. Stroud over there as well. And, I mean, you can make a case for a lot. You know what? Adrian Martinez is having a really good year for Kansas State and leading the Wildcats to a very solid first half. Not saying that he should be in there ahead of Hooker or Stroud, but.
So is Max Duggan. For that matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who's your first team all Big 12 quarterback?
Let's let it play out and we'll see.
319-366-1600 here in the gym class. Yes, 0189 reminds us Paul Hornung won the Heisman Trophy on a one-win Notre Dame team.
Truth.
Very true. And 1776 lets us know what we all know. Stealing signals was also a big part of fast pitch softball as well. There is not a level that you don't have sign stealing in baseball. Am I wrong about this?
Probably not. I didn't know that about fast pitch softball because if you have Greg Bosch and Al Roush on the hill, Richie Stevens, there's not many base runners. So they're not flashing the bunt sign or the steal sign. I'll take your word for it, 1776.
I will as well. 319-366-1600 at 319, gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Chris Liss will join us in about 12 minutes or so and get those fantasy football questions ready to go for Chris. His appearance will be brought to you by I'm On Communications. Of course, we've got Iowa and Ohio State, the big noon Fox kickoff coming up. 11 o'clock Central Time on Saturday from Columbus and Ohio Stadium. Other games in the Big Ten to take a peek at here early on at the midweek, Mark. You've got a couple that are interesting. One that's a night game on ABC on Saturday night that I think is going to... It was 2 weeks ago, had a little bit more luster, a lot more luster to it, but taking in consideration what how Penn State looked on Saturday at home against Minnesota is not a foregone conclusion, I think, even though the Gophers have dropped their last two in that particular, or this year, I should say. Then you got Purdue. If Purdue is going to win the West, Mark, do they need to win at Wisconsin on Saturday afternoon on ESPN?
Probably don't need to, but certainly would be helpful.
If Purdue wins in Madison, you eliminate, I think, Wisconsin at this point. And then Purdue does go into the favorites role.
If not already, Wisconsin's got three losses in the league.
Well, you asked yesterday, can a team with three losses be considered for a division championship? And I think you could, depending on how it all breaks down. By the way, Indiana plays Rutgers and Northwestern plays Maryland as well on Saturday.
Wonderful.
Get those VCRs fired up, CBS, in a couple of years. Still can't believe that. Big 12, Iowa State off this week. They have a bye. Other games, you've got the suddenly reeling Baylor Bears, who I put the kiss of death on, saying that they were going to be the Big 12 champions. They are now 3-3, and they host 5-2 Kansas coming up in Waco on Saturday. Tell me I'm wrong, but the first to 50 wins West Virginia at Texas Tech.
Probably, Mark. Yeah.
First to 50. By the way, over and under on that one is only 65.5, and I say only 65.5, slightly tongue-in-cheek, because I think that thing is going to be way over that. Then you have two dandies. Texas goes to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. And then you have at night on FS1, Kansas State goes to TCU, the Purple Showdown between the aforementioned Adrian Martinez and Max Duggan on Saturday night. TCU rated number 8 in the country. And it wasn't that long ago that they said goodbye to Gary Patterson because they weren't winning enough. And now Sonny Dykes has come in and changed things around, going from a defensive-oriented team to an offensive team in Fort Worth. So there you go. Those are the Big Ten and Big 12 games coming up this week. 1900 says, just think if Max Duggan would have gone to Iowa. There wasn't much chance of that.
Well, he was offered by both Iowa and Iowa State. He had a couple dozen offers.
He did, but TCU was in very early.
Right.
TCU was in very, very early. And coach's kid as well. And I think dad had inroads in a lot of places, which is the way that things work as far as networking among coaches are concerned. And he was a TCU guy very early and stuck with that commitment. Been through thick and thin down at Fort Worth. And I feel good for the kid. I really do. He's had some injury problems throughout his career, but came down there, won the job early on in his career, and has basically kept it even through injuries. So, like I said, I feel really good for Max Duggan at this point.
No doubt about it. The thing about it is, and I've said this multiple times, he'd be playing behind the same offensive line and in the same system right now as Spencer Petras. More mobile? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot more.
A lot more. More accurate? Probably. Would Iowa have more than 3 wins right now? I don't know.
We'll see. Cyclone Tim commenting on the Hawks. With Brian's dynamic offense, I'm sure Duggan would have been a superstar. Rolling on the eyes. Right here. Can never play that what-if game, right? Can never do that. Top 25 games coming up this weekend. How about one of the feel-good stories in college football? The Syracuse Orange go to Clemson and Death Valley to take on the Clemson Tigers in a battle of unbeatens.
They'll get clobbered.
I think they'll keep it close. Are we picking that one?
We are not. That's okay. The first game I crossed off. Clemson favored by 2 touchdowns.
Ooh. I would take Syracuse in that game with the two touchdowns. I like them. I like them. Hey, folks, Tulane is rated. How about that for the Green Wave? They host Memphis coming up on Saturday. Ole Miss goes to LSU. Is that where the Lane train goes off the tracks? Down at Death Valley. That's the CBS game. Some other games not involving Big Ten or Big 12. UCLA at Oregon in the Pac-12. Ninth-rated unbeaten UCLA. How about that? They would be ahead in the Big Ten West right now. Mississippi State goes to Bama to take on a very angry bunch of Crimson Tide. Those are the other games. A lot of good matchups this week. A lot of rated matchups this week as well. So that's kind of neat to see. 325 here in the gym class on KGYM. By the way, speaking of Oklahoma and Texas, did you see what the newly minted Big 12 commissioner said yesterday at Big 12 Basketball Media Day? Was that? And speaking of basketball, by the way, and Media Day, our friend Kevin Lehman was there. We'll talk with him tomorrow, as well as beat writer for Ohio State Buckeye football tomorrow on the program. But says that Oklahoma and Texas are going to serve their commitment to the Big 12. They will not be allowed to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be around a couple more years in the Big 12. So maybe Iowa State will have one more opportunity to go down to Austin in football to take on Texas. Looks like that will be the case.
Yeah, I think the buyout was significant, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was significant. Very significant. All right, we're going to take a break right after we get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. And we will talk to Chris Liss of Real Man Sports in conjunction as well with rotowire.com. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go as week 7 of the fantasy football season is just about upon us. Of course, it starts tomorrow night with the Saints and the Arizona Cardinals. And that is the Thursday night game for you on Amazon Prime. Big thanks to Emil's Hideaway. Not only they help out with our scoreboard and the sponsorship of that each and every day here in the gym class, but also they are the sponsor of the Pick 6. We'll have that again coming up on Friday. Another chance for one of our listeners to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Open at 4 o'clock each day, and you can find out much, much more by visiting their website, Emil's Hideaway. .com. What do we have?
The Denver Broncos have announced that Melvin Gordon will start at running back against the Jets after he was benched last week and only had 3 carries. If you're a Melvin Gordon fan, maybe stay tuned to what Chris Liss may have to say about that. Iowa's Keegan Murray has officially been cleared from health and safety protocols, but will not play tonight for the Sacramento Kings. Coach Mike Brown on record is saying when Keegan does clear those protocols, he'll have to get in at least one practice. So Keegan Murray will miss the season opener tonight. And finally, this coming down after our show yesterday, Bubba Wallace has been suspended for one race, that being Homestead this week, after his altercation with Kyle Larson. First time in NASCAR has leveled this type of penalty since 2015. I was shocked about that.
By the incident or the suspension?
That it's been that long since, I think Matt Kenseth might have been involved in 2015. I don't remember for sure, but it's been that long, 7 years, since somebody got suspended.
There have been ample opportunities to do so.
Absolutely.
But that was egregious, and it was – NASCAR needs to do something because there's been way too much of this, and you could hurt somebody bad or worse. And Bubba Wallace just turned left into Kyle Larson.
Surprisingly, not much was said about the altercation afterwards in the infield. And to me, I mean, there's bumping and shoving, and it happens almost every race. If fact, I think Larson might have nudged Wallace first. I don't know.
It was a bold move by Kyle Larson. I am not going to deny that. To try to get to the inside coming off of turn four, and it didn't work. And unfortunately, Christopher Bell got collected in it. And
he's trying to make the
final four.
Final four, yeah.
In that lovely point system that they have. But yeah, I thought they'd give Bubba Wallace a couple, to be honest with you. But I guess it's only one.
Yeah.
But hopefully this will end the on-track. You can't have on-track things that are going to hurt people. You just can't have that. All right, 3:30, just about on the button. We'll take a break, come back. After a look at weather and a break, Chris Liss will join us. Get your fantasy football questions for Chris ready to go at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600, as he will answer those for you when we come back.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Weather First meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. A very cold start to our day today with record-breaking temperatures here in Cedar Rapids. Lows of around 16 degrees, setting the record back in 1972. But as we head into the rest of our afternoon, we will be rising up into those upper 40s for us. Plenty of sunshine, still dealing with a northwesterly wind, knocking those feeling temperatures down into those lower 40s. But we do continue to warm up, especially as we head towards Thursday. Highs around 60 degrees, and Friday and into the weekend, 70s right around the corner. That's your latest iOS News Now with the first forecast.
Always have loved kids, like having a daycare, extending our family, having another kid, and just kind of made sense to do more improvements and add along the way. We've been members of DuPaco Credit Union for about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, about 4 years.
They've helped with just building our credit. So then when we did our refinancing, we realized how much we saved in interest with DuPaco Credit Union, and then having that availability to put back into our home from the home equity basically saved us. Just have that there and it's available, and we're able to make our goals happen.
Got a, you know, privacy fence that provides safety for our kids and the daycare kids, and yep. I don't gotta put the dog on the leash anymore.
It's a nice feeling letting my daycare just get out and just play. Run free. And that there is just another example that DuPaco Credit Union has had our back.
Your money for good. Learn more at DuPaco.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Fall leaf vacuum collection continues through December 9th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
CRST is looking for diesel truck mechanics in Cedar Rapids. Come help maintain their fleet of tractors and trailers. All skill levels are encouraged to apply. Even if you're not sure you meet the requirements, apply and try. CRST offers competitive starting wages and a comprehensive benefits package, plus 4-day work weeks, a boot allowance, uniform laundry services, and the latest shop tools and equipment. Apply to be a diesel truck mechanic now at crst.com/jobs or contact McCall Atwater at 319-440-1034.
Why do challenge flags only exist in football? Think how useful they'd be in real life. Like when you're positive it's not your turn to walk the dog. Challenge flag. The neighbor's kid says it wasn't their ball that dented your car door. Challenge flag. Your friend paid you back, but you definitely don't remember that? Boom. Challenge flag. Imagine settling a disagreement with an instant replay. Why isn't the world like that? I guess it's because it's technically impossible. But it's nice to dream about. You know one thing no one would ever challenge? Protecting your home and auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Always.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
But we're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Back with you in the Gym Class, KGYM at 3:33. By the way, an addendum to your scoreboard, Mark. Best of luck to the 4A and 3A cross-country runners tonight, as those state qualifying meets will be held around the state of Iowa on a very chilly Wednesday.
Chilly
tonight.
For me, but probably ideal for them.
Maybe a tick too cold, but it's better than 80 degrees. The 1As and 2As will go tomorrow when it's going to be a little bit warmer out there. 319-366-1600. Chris Liss set to join us from Real Man Sports. They're getting just about ready to get underway. In fact, the Padres are taking the field as we speak, as they will take on and host Philadelphia in game number 2 of the NLCS. By the way, they just they talked to the Nolas on the pregame show. That's AJ and Stacey Nola, as it's Nola versus Nola Day. Aaron Nola on the mound for Philadelphia, and Austin Nola catching for the San Diego Padres. And Dad has a jersey of each. And apparently he's going to have, when the, I don't know, Phillies are up, he's going to have the Phillies jersey on. And when the Padres are up, he's going to have the Padre jersey on. And he's got some sort of a modified hat that he is wearing. But good for them. I mean, that's fantastic.
It's pretty cool. I don't know what I'd do. You know, maybe wear neutral colors. I don't know.
Mom's not wearing a jersey. But she's got blue on. So, well, Phillies are blue. Padres are used to be blue. So, yeah, come up to your own conclusion as far as that one is concerned. Right now, we need your fantasy football questions ready to go for our next guest, and his appearance is sponsored by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM, and that is Chris Liss of Real Man Sports. We'll let him give you a rundown of the website coming up a little bit later on. Who are your baseball picks to get to the World Series, Chris? I know one of them, I bet.
I'm a Yankees fan, so I'm going to say the Yankees. And then in the NL, the Phillies are winning, so I'll say the Phillies. You know, if the Yankees didn't make it, I was hoping it would be the Indians and the Phillies. So it would just be the worst, you know, like a series of, like, the six best teams. And I love that. When my team doesn't win, I hope it's just a disaster for the league. I'm always rooting for, like, you know, in the NFL, it would be like if the, you know, I don't know, if, like, the Vikings played some, like, you know, the Dolphins or something. You know, like, just I always root for a bad matchup.
I don't know where you stood on Russell Wilson at the start of the year, Chris, but how fast has his stock fallen, or has it?
I mean, it's fallen a lot. I watched the game the other night, and I didn't think he was that bad. I mean, in the end, he had a good start, and then he didn't do anything the rest of the game, but he was under pressure the whole game. I mean, the offensive line is really bad, and you look at the pass catchers, you know, they don't really have a tight end that's any good. They have that new guy from USC, who Dulcich or whatever, who made a play. Maybe he's good. Who knows? But he's a rookie. And then they have Judy, who's just never really been the guy that they thought they were drafting when, you know, it was like him, CeeDee Lamb, and Ruggs. And then Courtland Sutton's all right. And I think Hackett's just a bad coach and bad play calling and bad, you know, they're predictable. It just hasn't gotten into a flow. So I watch Russell Wilson. I think the ball's coming out of his hand just fine. I think he's moving pretty well. So he's a little banged up now. He has a hamstring injury. But, yeah, he's been bad. But I don't really put it on Wilson.
And what was Hackett doing with Melvin Gordon? And where does that situation lie?
They said Melvin Gordon's starting this week.
Yeah.
I think they missed Javonte Williams, too, because Javonte Williams is a good pass catcher. He's really good. So that was bad for them. But there's something wrong with that team. There's just something wrong with them. I don't really think it's Wilson, but, you know, because he got the contract, you know, it's like he's the guy and everyone's dumping on him. I would take some heat for that kind of money, though, myself. So I don't feel that bad for him.
Denver is starting to miss Vic Fangio, and I think that no one would have said that at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Let's go to questions for Chris here. Again, 319-366-1600. Let's start with Matt in Fairfax. With Josh Allen on a bye, start Tannehill or find a free agent quarterback?
I would. Tannehill could light it up against the Colts. You know, the Colts defense is all right, but it could. I would probably look for a free agent, though. You know, I would probably start. I'd have to look at it more closely, but I would probably start Daniel Jones over Tannehill. You know, I might. I definitely start. If someone dropped Prescott and he's playing over Tannehill, so there's a few guys I would take over him.
62-75, speaking of Russell Wilson. Russ or Jared Goff this week?
I would go Russ. Just make sure his hamstring's all right.
Jared Goff has had a couple of really good games prior to the whatever happened in New England last week.
Yeah, but now they have Dallas, too. So, like, Dallas has a really good defense. New England has a good defense. I think Goff is the kind of guy that if there's time, they have a good offensive line, and that's the one thing. But Dallas has a great pass rush. I think Goff is exactly the kind of quarterback that if everything around him is good, he's fine. He's good. In the Rams' good years, he was good. But when things get a little dicey, he's terrible. And against a good defense, I would probably go away from him.
What should Belichick do with Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones,
Ed Al?
Maybe not Hoyer, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to go back to Mac Jones, but I think the leash will be shorter, right? Because Zappi showed that he's capable. He's not terrible, for a rookie especially. And Zappi has a little bit of that Kurt Warner thing where it's like, what school did he go to? Some small school where he just flung the ball around and put up a ton of yards?
Western Kentucky. He was a hilltopper.
Yeah, but like he had like a ridiculous stats, right? It was just like, it's kind of like Kurt Warner, you know, just, it was in the Arena League, like swinging the ball around. And they're like, hey, maybe this guy is pretty good. And, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame now. So you never know. But I think they'll go back to Mac Jones, the guy they took in the first round. And, you know, he wasn't playing great, but he wasn't awful. I just think that if Mac Jones has a couple bad games, they'll probably bench him.
94-37 with our next question for Chris Liss. And that is, in a non-PPR league, pick two of these three, Aaron Jones, Damian Harris, or Breece Hall.
Well, Harris is banged up, so, and he's splitting carries. So I would just sit Harris. I think it's easy.
Breece Hall may have had his breakout game last week.
And Breece Hall, you know, he may be the guy in the cover of the magazine next year. You know, I always try to draft a guy. You know, last year I had a lot of Jonathan Taylor, and it was good. And I was like, you always want to draft a guy who could, and I drafted Javonte Williams in two leagues this year thinking he could be the guy, and now he's hurt. But who's the guy that could be on the cover next year? That's who you want to draft. And Breece Hall, you know, he may be the guy if he keeps it going and the Jets, you know, aren't that bad. Like next year on the magazine covers, you may have Breece Hall as your, you know, top two back, top three back.
10-17 needs a defense, Chris. Broncos or Patriots?
I think I'm going to go Patriots. I like the Broncos matchup too, but I think the Patriots at home against the Bears, they could go crazy. Justin Fields takes a lot of sacks.
He's going to cut him up, Chris. You know that.
Hey, you know, Fields is, you know, he could have been a Giant, right? That was our pick, and we traded down. The Bears took Fields. We got Tony, who can't stay healthy, and we got another first-round pick this year. But when I watch Fields play, he looks okay to me. He looks like a little herky-jerky, but he looks like he's a player, but the team is so bad around him, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
27-12 up next. My defense is on a bye week. Would you rather have the Jets or those Broncos this week? Jets, right?
I would go Broncos.
Oh.
I think the Broncos are the better defense and the better team. And if Russell Wilson plays, I do think it matters the quarterback, right? Because if whoever it is, Brett Ripien or whoever it is playing, then I'll go Jets. But if it's Wilson, I'll go Broncos.
69-36 is in a PPR league. Claypool or Valdez Scantling?
I got to go Claypool, even though he was his first good game. Valdez Scantling, I just can't. The guy just so disappears so much.
And it looked like against Buffalo that all of a sudden Juju Smith-Schuster may have been reemerging as the guy again. Sky Moore has got to get more catches.
Yeah. Otherwise, they got to change the name to Sky Less. Mm-hmm. Juju was the first time I've ever seen him look like he had any burst, any spring in his step that last game. I was like, oh, Juju made a play. He broke a tackle and stayed on his feet and then took it to the house and looked kind of quick. And he looked sluggish the first 5 weeks, so maybe there's something there.
I would agree. 83-49, pick one for a flex position. Does not say if it's PPR or non-PPR. Terry McLaurin, Eno Benjamin, or Travis Etienne?
I guess I'm going to go – I'll go McLaurin, although he's going to have Jair Alexander on him. I have Etienne everywhere. He'll probably do well. I don't know. It's a real coin toss. Go with your gut there. I'm going to say McLaurin, I think that getting rid of Carson Wentz may help McLaren, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Heineke may help him because they're just spreading around, and Wentz was a little weird. So, I don't know. It's 50-50. It's a coin flip. Go with your gut. I'm not going to give you an answer there. It's truly a 50-50 call.
10-17, should I add Dak Prescott and dump Matt Stafford long-term?
That's a good question. I picked up Prescott a couple weeks ago in a league. You know, the Cowboys are not really a high-flying team. They're a defense and running team, and they have CeeDee Lamb, but they don't have that much else. They lost Amari Cooper. And Stafford, though, they can't protect him. 50-50. I'm going to say Prescott on a hunch, but Stafford could, you know, they have a bye week and they could fix it this week. So it's really 50-50.
1250 asking you, how optimistic should I be about DeAndre Hopkins, and does the injury to Hollywood Brown hurt or help him?
Helps. Definitely helps. I mean, this means you're going to get a lot more targets. You know, Rondell Moore is there, and they just acquired Robbie Anderson. But I think Hopkins, if it's just Moore and Anderson, is going to be a target hog. Now, is Hopkins kind of over the hill? He probably is a little bit. You know, he's not at his peak, but I think he will get, you know, his 10 targets a game almost.
57-86. Eliminate one of these, Chris. Adams, Waddle, or Amon St. Brown?
I mean, Devontae Adams is playing. And then it'd be Waddle or Amon Ra. Amon Ra's got a tough matchup, but Waddle's hurt. You got to check on Waddle. If Waddle's healthy, I'd probably sit Amon Ra. If Waddle is very questionable, I would use Amon Ra.
Dolphins are beat up, man.
Yeah. I mean, but they may get Tua back, and then they're going to have, you know, both their receivers if Waddle plays. And, you know, that's it, they, you know, against Baltimore, they lit it up. So I'm still, you know, we haven't really seen whether that was a fluke or whether that can, it was the next game where he got hurt in like the first quarter. So we haven't really seen if that's for real or that was just one game.
Yeah. I mean, this sums up fantasy sports in a nutshell, this question by 1017. Do I take a chance that Jonathan Taylor is productive enough to start him?
Jeez.
Number one draft choice, and in 6-7 weeks, he's gone to, do I start him?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if he's playing, you got to start him. I think, you know, what's funny is that I was relieved that they sat him last week because I had ETN, and I had a couple other back, and I had too many guys, and I was making the wrong decision. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm glad he's out. Just rest him this week. I'll just, now I know what to do, you know, because if he's hurting, he's playing, you know, half snaps, like who knows. But yeah, I think if he's playing and they're not, you know, saying up front that he's on a very limited count, you got to start him.
I think I saw earlier, Chris, Saquon Barkley a little nicked up, limited at practice. What's your latest?
Yeah, I think he's going to play because he came right back in after like a play, but it was the same injury. It was a little, you know, it's a little disturbing that he hurt the shoulder the game before and then he kind of landed on it and came out again. But he's limited. He's going to play. The only thing you worry about is that he aggravates it during the game.
Mm.
And I'm with you. Why did teams take so long to somebody to pull the trigger on Brian Daboll? You know, this guy is a heck of a coach, man.
Oh, he's amazing. It's just, it's a whole, you don't understand how it suffered, Scott. I mean, the last few years have been truly depressing as a Giants fan. And now this year, we're the team that wins at the last second. We're the team that comes back and beats the Ravens. We're the team that comes back and beats all of these teams, the Packers. Like, that's amazing. We were the team that would blow the lead against a good team. Now we're the good team. So, I'm sorry that your Chiefs are only 4-2, but Giants are 5-1.
I'm not depressed about 4-2, Chris.
Yeah. Well, no, you've had a lot to be optimistic about, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. But so far, so good.
Some NFL observers saying they're not sure Brady wants to be on the field. Is that possible?
I don't know. I mean, there's that whole, I don't know if you saw that story, that tabloid story about his marriage, and he feels like it was a podcast with Kevin Durant, and he said that, you know, when the problem is during football season, it's like he's in the military and he has nothing else. And who knows how much of that's true. But yeah, I mean, if you're that great, if you're the greatest of all time, obviously your dedication is like off the charts in a way that none of us can really even imagine. And so you know, his wife, I mean, she's got to know who she's with, you know, like you can't take that away from him. So maybe he's having second thoughts because he's like actually complaining about it. I don't know. There's something wrong with the Bucks. They're not quite in sync. Brady looks okay to me. He's making the throws. I think like it's just something's a little out of sync. You know, Godwin was hurt for a few weeks. Mike Evans has been fine, but that, you know, Julio's always hurt. They don't have Gronk. They don't have Antonio Brown. Russell Gage is okay. They just don't really – it's not exactly the team of the last couple of years, you know. And So I don't know. I wouldn't bet against Brady as long as he's in uniform.
And – they're in a rotten division. Although the Falcons are showing a little heartbeat right now. And tell you what, Marcus Mariota has put up some pretty good numbers.
You know, he's a running quarterback. And so he can, you know, that extra, you know, those little bootlegs and those run options, run pass options. And Arthur Smith is a really good offensive coach. And now he's been a head coach for a couple of years. And I think he's, you know, is a Dable coach of the year right now. But Arthur Smith's done a pretty good job with a team that nobody thought was contending. They almost beat, you know, Tampa. The only reason they didn't get a chance to win the game was because they had that horrible roughing the passer call on Brady. So, that team has had a pulse. It's been interesting. I wish they would get the ball to Kyle Pitts once in a while, but otherwise it's been interesting.
Well, he scored a touchdown last week, so.
Yeah, he salvaged it with like a touchdown, but that was it.
Tell us a little bit about the website at Real Man Sports.
Yeah, Real Man Sports. It's on Substack, realmansports.substack.com. I'm just basically doing my picks against the spread. I'm doing my survivor pick, a little podcast on the site, writing up the games of the week, my observations about who I think, you know, things that jumped out at me. Again, it's Real Man Sports on Substack, and you can just find it on Twitter at Chris_Liss.
There you go. Best of luck to your Yankees, man.
Yeah, thanks. Still alive.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. Talk to you next week.
Chris Liss joining us here on the Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. They are in the bottom of the first inning. Philadelphia and the Padres in game number two of the NLCS are scoreless. Manny Machado with a double, though, with two outs. He is on at second base. And Padres trying to take the lead right now in this particular ball game. We'll keep you up to date. We've got game one between the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros from Houston coming your way tonight, 6 o'clock, right after Todd and Alex close up shop, 6:37 with the first pitch for you on all of our frequencies here on KGYM. Quick break, come back, and we will have a Bowling Night in America preview for you and wrap things up after this.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Get your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty. Or find them online at citytractor.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Get in the game and have fun with a little dude at sports-related events you both enjoy. Join the Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Details are available at bigcr.org. That's bigcr.org. 319-366-1600. Our thanks to Chris Liss for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk Ohio State football, and also our friend Kevin Lehman will join us as we are, week from this coming Monday, you can have exhibition games. We're closer and closer to college basketball. T-minus less than 2 weeks until college basketball season, and it's around the corner. Great to have that here. 319-366-1600. Bowling Night America preview. It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, as they are the official hosts of Bowling Night in America, which goes off tonight for the, what, second place? Second place?
Second place, Rusty Nails. But I have to caution you, and you need to be aware, you guys be aware tonight, that only 9 games separate second and eighth in the standings right now. So could be a lot of fluctuation in the next week or two. We need to do our business. We're 7.5 out of first place at Team New Image. Tonight, 19-20, it's our, I don't know.
Our nemesis.
Nemesis, yes. Barry's Lanes. Not having a great year, which means their averages are down, means we're giving pins. We'll tell you how it works tomorrow.
And we struggled. We've scraped together 5.
Yeah.
We got one on a work out of town due to work. Got another one with another work-related situation. Another one can't come. One had a baby. We got 5 there, though, tonight. I got the confirmation. We're gonna be full strength coming up tonight. There you go.
Sounds good. We'll give you results tomorrow, and if you have any questions about open bowling, league play, equipment, what have you, give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136, or plenty of information at the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Not far away from high school bowling getting underway either.
Not at all.
Couple weeks, and both boys and girls high school bowling will get underway. As we mentioned, cross country state qualifying meets going on. Classes 4A and 3A tonight, 2A and 1A tomorrow. Volleyball postseason continuing as they whittle their way to Extreme Arena in Coralville for their state tournament. And then on Friday night, it'll be the opening night of the high school football playoffs for 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man. That'll be coming up on Friday night. One more week of regular season action for you for 5A, 4A, and 3A. Kennedy hosting Dubuque Hempstead on Thursday night, and then Linmar out at Prairie, and a big one on Friday night. Those are our games this week for CRM Sport, CRMLiveSports.com. 7:15 for the broadcast on both of those nights. I don't think we've had a week 9 of 75 degrees before.
No, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice, yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to write this number down and take advantage of it coming up on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It looks to be a spectacular weekend. So get out and enjoy it. As we'll also have the Before the Boom podcast ready for you coming up on Friday to download and listen to. All right, Mark, we'll keep you updated. Have a very good evening.
Sounds great. Talk to you tomorrow.
By the way, it's to the top of the second. No score between the Padres and the Phillies. Todd and Alex will keep you updated on that. We've got the Yankees and the Astros tonight for you right here on KGYM.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better? Or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business,